Welcome.
Here we go.
To episode 14.
Man, 14?
Woo!
What you talking about, Willis?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Those slow jams with Hester.
Ooh.
I don't have any worldwide welcome things today. So, man. Here we are. We're sitting here with the boys. You got Spangler. Branch.
Yep.
Max.
Hey.
And the future member of the North Pole sex offender registry.
Oh, he come.
Nate Hester.
You're
gonna be checking in weekly.
Oh, boy, listen, see, on that, I can't accept
what's
that,
your
last, comment. That's not me. Okay, let's get that clear.
That's to me.
No one's been accused of anything yet.
Oh, you have been accused.
Still, been accused.
You have been accused.
It hasn't went to court. It's still pending. If I am mistaken, I think my attorney, we'd be speaking in reference to these despicable charges or rumors.
Despicable.
Here's the funny thing. All these charges could have went away.
If you did one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the one thing?
Stay away from North Pole.
Agree not to go to the North Pole?
No, that's
but
not
she's happening.
Good to it. Yeah, well, you know, I still got the right to defend myself. But anyway, yours truly coming to you live. Slow jams with Hester one time coming to you with these shenanigans. Y'all listening out there, true shenanigans. Here it is Friday, April the 9th. Time exactly is 5:43. Now I was gonna ask when your keys were. I think
that wouldn't be appropriate, would it?
Oh no, it would. But we gonna get that one out of the way.
Shit,
anyway.
Nowadays they're out robbing somebody,
carrying guns, home invasions. Yeah. But other than that, how's everybody been doing?
Good.
Max,
surviving.
Spanky, what about you, man? I ain't seen you a couple of moons.
It's been a while.
Well, somebody didn't get a kitchen pass.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, so we had to postpone recording.
Oh, we did, didn't we? I don't know if we was busy on that or what. What was it? No, let's stick with the kitchen pass. See, you and I don't need those things, right? We ain't gonna mention no names. Branch, Max.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
I think Branch was good
all day. Was yours?
Was good.
Man? Yeah.
I think he was.
He spent too much time away from Branch.
I'm a
special assignment.
I'm cutting it close today. That's what it is.
Is it for real? Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, man.
You know, I've already been told I'm in the doghouse.
You know,
hey, you need me to write you a note.
You know what? Write a note. Let's see if that works.
You don't jack around with those two famous words, man.
What is that?
Child support. You don't want nothing to do with it.
Child support and couch.
On the couch.
The couch.
I'm with your motto.
The couch you
is
can
for
deal.
Your ass.
You can deal with the couch.
Right. The couch is okay.
I'll
right.
put my couch in the
it's
garage.
The garnish, it's the garnishing of your wages.
Ooh, is this all you made?
That really hurts
you. Better than this, boy.
So,
man.
In the last episode,
yes,
Budget Committee sent us a nice relaxing day at the spa.
Oh yeah,
much needed.
Down in frigid cold Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm. How cool is that?
The look on your face after you came out of the room.
I had a hair wax done. Yes, I had removal of hair.
from where?
From my feet, hands.
Your feet?
Yeah, you know, you got hair on your toes and all that, you know.
You're not going to tell them what Spanky.
I never had hair on my chest, so
no.
I ain't worried about that.
He had the Brazilian.
I know, you slipped that in. You said he wants the Brazilian
he
wax.
He just doesn't want to talk about it.
I didn't get the Brazilian wax.
Uh-huh.
Not weird.
Yeah.
No, that's what you was told I got something else. But you was assuming I got that wax.
That technician that came out of your room was holding a piece of wax tape that looked like an SOS pad.
Yeah, we thought you lost your J5.
Oh, no. SOS pad. Oh,
wrong
man,
place. No.
Whoa. Said one head bigger than the other then.
the real question.
You can take a break. Brazilian wax.
The real question that we got asked is Branch, because Branch is the one that got the bleaching.
Woo! Oh, you did, didn't you?
Right? Yeah.
Branch came out of that looking like Michael Jackson.
Man, did he have a glove on, man?
He had two gloves on, matter of fact. All I'm just going to say, I shouldn't say that. I'm about to say black and blonde don't mix, but that sounds too bad. Blonde hair on black body don't mix.
Well, if you have any color. Seriously.
I think I should have been the last person getting the bleaching. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
what about you, Max? Come on out your story.
You know,
Max used to the wax.
I'm used to the wax. I shave, so I'm kind of already there.
It's like Michael Fox.
I went there for the hair. Ooh. For the feet. I'm not talking about my own foot massage.
He's a feet guy.
Right. So
feet man.
Yeah.
So you love corn.
Well, the whole thing is, when I get my foot massage, I got to feel that shit, right?
Okay.
So they sent out this nice-looking female, good-looking, right?
See, I didn't get a female, man. Did you?
Hey.
Did you request a female?
Listen.
Hang on a second.
Go ahead.
So what you're telling us is that you had some dude waxing your taint?
I had a little work there.
What?
Oh no!
You fell asleep.
Look, there's only two types of anatomy.
He goes, go ahead, man. Go get it off my chest. Did I walk into that?
I must have missed something.
Listen to my radio fans out there. Man. What you're about to hear right now is definitely misinterpreted. Okay? Okay, we done on that.
All I gotta say is
let Max finish up.
A lot of rich people get in trouble with massage parlors.
I ain't too proud, right? I'll call it as it is.
That's on the news though, right now.
So I looked at this female. I was like, nope.
What's a football player going through? That's going through that. Just having that issue right now. All these women that came out of the wall.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Massage dude.
Like 25.
That's a lot of females.
So I mean, I'll come right out with it.
Okay, I know you will. Go ahead.
She ain't gonna work, right? She's too small. I got a feeling, right? So they brought in this big dude, lumberjack looking guy.
Another dude.
Yes.
Another
dude.
You got a chick, dude.
And he worked those feet well.
Worked your feet well.
Worked those feet well.
Wait, did you work his feet well?
I ain't saying shit.
His name was Caitlin.
Listen. What happens on the spa stays in the spa.
That used to be Bruce. Right. I guess I was the lucky one. I just had a mani-pedi. That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
It was the weirdest thing, too, because I don't know how she ended up in Austin, Texas, but... We may have to ask her because we're gonna call your attorney, but your attorney ended up down in the spa, giving me a mani pedi. I don't understand what Sherelle was doing.
You went there?
Ooh. I got a mani pedi.
Yeah, mani pedi.
That's all I got.
So you said, what was she doing? What was Sherelle doing in Texas?
Yeah.
What's big in Texas? Okay then.
So, but anyways, we had a good time.
Yeah,
that's good.
We had a good time.
Probably the best trip we've been on since. I mean,
most relaxing.
Yeah,
I know that.
Definitely.
I want to know if the committee's going to start asking us at any particular place. Well, I'm like feeling more screwed
after that one. I mean, that was way too easy.
No, I think they need to ask us, or you can ask for us.
Yeah.
Since you communicate with them,
right?
You can make a suggestion. We would like to pick an area for us to go.
Where
instead of this old bootleg community, because I've never met them, I've never seen them. Have you seen them, Max?
Never.
Branch, have you seen them?
We
don't even know who they exist.
They live in the shadow world.
They live in the shadow world.
They've spent a lot of money on you.
I don't think anybody can afford the North Pole.
They ain't never
trip.
Sent me on no first class flight. I'm always back by the bathroom. Flight I took, except when all of us
you will like this week's
trip. Destination.
Okay. Wait a minute, you're flying places?
What?
You taking airplanes?
I wasn't on no Greyhound all them other times.
We been getting screwed.
What you mean?
You were on Santa's sleigh. What are you talking about?
I was like, you know how much that trip probably was?
That was a couple of dollars, man.
To the North Pole? Come on, now.
In 5 minutes?
It was a couple of
from
dollars.
From Eagle Creek?
Listen, no, not all beer.
Well, that's where he dropped you off then, after he found out you were jacking around with this Santa Claus.
Hey, you were
groping Mrs. Claus.
Okay, you know what? She enjoyed it, too. That's why I'm going to court.
Man, you were just digging your hole.
We can make that call. All right,
so what we're going to do, we'll wrap up the intro and the spa talk.
Okay, let's do
it. And we're going to come back
with
your attorney.
Okay.
And we're going to see what your attorney has to say.
Definitely.
About you and the sex offender registry.
Okay.
So.
No, not sex offender registry. She ain't talking about that. That ain't happening.
What's she talking about?
Oh, okay.
Listen, I ain't registered to be no pervert now.
Well, you may get found guilty.
It's on the phone already.
I know. What are you doing, dude?
I'm just making sure she's going to be ready.
Make sure your representation is ready.
Paying the dollars, it better be ready.
I figured you were reading a text from Dice.
Oh, man, that ain't right, man. Come on, now. You can't bring her in the picture.
Woo!
Hey, we're all friends here, including Dice. Okay, we're going to take control of the show. Just shut up. Just sit over there.
She knows I owe her one on that photo she sent you.
Whatever. We'll be right back with the rest of episode 14.
A much needed commercial break.
Yeah. This one's starting off good. We'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, we holler at y'all just a minute here, right?
Here we go. Welcome back. What is this? This is this ain't Judge. This is Judge Wapner, wasn't it?
No, this is People's Court, bro.
Just Judge Wapner. People's Court. Yeah.
He don't know, man.
So before my time.
So while we're getting ready to do.
Yeah. We get ready to make a phone call.
Yes. Oh, Nate couldn't take the easy way out and just agreed not, which I don't really understand. To me, that tells me that you kind of want to see Mrs. Claus again.
You know, people, everybody got a problem always assuming.
I don't know, man.
I'm assuming this, I'm assuming that. Listen, that woman, what we did together, she enjoyed it, and that's why I got to testify to show my innocence. I'm going to get my attorney on the phone. I'm calling my attorney.
Uh-oh.
I'm calling her now.
So you're calling.
This ain't going to get it. I'm getting a hold of her now. Yes, indeed.
Here we go.
Yeah, get her on the phone right here. Cause I'm not going to be harassed like this every time I come to work.
I think I hit her again.
Get that off, man. You're sleeping over there, boy. You got carried away.
Good afternoon. $1,800.
Hey, listen, I need to, this is Mr. Hester. I need to speak with my attorney, please.
What's your...
Hi, yes, Mr. Hester. I was expecting your call. This is Miss Miller.
How are you?
So we are in front of the committee right now?
Yes, sir. We are, and apparently I had to contact you on the phone because I'm being accused of these accusations, and I'm just letting them know I'm not doing this alone. So, okay. The committee's here at your service, too, so they're getting ready to talk to you now, okay? So just deal with it.
All right.
So we're just... We got word from the North Pole that Nate had done a bare-cheeked lap dance on Mrs. Claus.
Assless chaps.
And ooh, all they wanted was an agreement from Nate to not ever go back to the North Pole again.
And I wasn't about to do that.
And he refused.
Yeah, I refused because the accusation, apparently Mrs. Claus told Mr. Claus that I touched her in an inappropriate way,
but
she told me to put my hand there, and that's why I ended up like that. So this is why you are representing me in this situation, in this foolishness.
Absolutely. And I'm going to ask you, Mr. Hester, if you could just raise your right hand for me, and I'm going to ask you to tell the truth.
Okay, hang on a second. Miss Attorney, just for the record, you said,
is wrong.
You said, You said, Mr. Hester, would you please raise your right hand? And in perfect Nate Hester fashion, he raised his left. So, I just want you to know what you're working with. Although, oh, no. I got a feeling you've known this for a long time.
Oh, man. That's cool. I tell you, we're gonna work with this as easy as we can. So, all right. So, Mr. Hester,
yes.
It's my understanding again that you were alleged in harassing Mrs. Paws inappropriately. Is that correct?
Could you repeat that again, please?
Just
I can hear.
Oh, goodness. The allegations, sir, that have been brought up against you, you do understand, correct?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I understand.
All right, wonderful.
Yes.
The thing all about right, it wonderful. Is, he admits to all the allegations.
Oh no!
That's the problem.
So I don't know where the issue here
he
lies.
Is not denied.
No, listen. I already told them I admit to everything, but the thing, this is the ordeal. I was told to do this. So that's why. I mean, I ain't going to lie about it. You understand what I'm saying?
So you feel like the repercussions.
If you could describe your encounter with Mrs. Claus on the day.
Describe your encounter?
Yeah, I sure will. This is what it was.
You got to include the tearaway pants.
This is what it was.
Listen,
I was flown to the North Pole by the committee. Okay, and apparently, the circumstances from this, I was supposed to dance for this woman. Okay, so when I got there to do my business, right, and we finished, hey, she has something to go tell her husband about because he ain't been doing what he's supposed to do. Okay, so Mr. Claus got upset.
Oh no,
he got upset because I was producing and he was not. So he the one he. They're the one to file the charges.
I don't know.
So I don't care if it's. Hey, that's how it goes.
Sherelle, I don't know how
and
you
at
do
any, it. At any time, did Ms. Hester demand your time and affection, Mr. Hester?
Wait a minute. Did any time Mrs. Claus do what now?
Did she demand your time or affection? In any type of way.
Okay, so you're talking way.
He asked you to touch her.
You're talking way over his head right now. I'm just want to let you know.
No, you're not talking over my head. I've been playing this role for many years. Listen.
I've been playing this role for many years.
Hey, listen.
All in.
My goodness.
I was told to do everything that this woman said she told her husband. She asked me to do this. Yes.
Oh, man.
I see. So your statement is that this was all consensual, correct?
Exactly. It sure was, without hesitation on both sides.
So what are you looking?
She touched a little bit. I touched a little bit.
Oh no! What are you getting to look at? What are you getting out of this? What do you need to get out of this?
From
I'm clearing my name.
You do understand? I just want you to understand something.
You go ahead.
You do understand? Rebecca listens to the podcast, right?
She listens to us. Yeah. So what, man?
Well, I'm just saying you're on here talking about. Admitting to groping Mrs. Claus. I don't know.
I tell you, this is going to go. We're going to be in divorce court next time.
Say again?
I said, we're going to be in divorce court next time. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Groping on Mrs. Claus.
Well, right. I mean, if you're going to represent me, I'll be all right then.
So we got to do the honor.
Hey, so, Sherelle, thanks for calling in.
Yes.
We owe you a great deal of thanks because from the very beginning we understood that you were the reason behind the J5 that old Nate Hester wears every episode.
Who purchased this for me, baby girl? You can tell them who got it for me.
Yes, absolutely. I did have something to do with that, but it was the cape. It was really the cape that did it for me.
Yeah, the cape.
There was a
that
cape.
That he retired.
We're missing
that cape.
Oh, brown, you got a James Brown cape?
What?
You didn't bring the James Brown cape?
No, I didn't bring it, man.
So we've been missing the final piece to Hester. Yeah,
you got the J5, and what do you call that?
I dropped to the knees, and then she folded over me. Bang.
The Jimi Hendrix crossed by you headband. What do you call that?
All day, man. The sweatband.
Huh?
The old school sweat.
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Just like that picture. Hey, but listen, I'm finding out. Are you going to get a continuous in this foolishness, or are you going to see if you get thrown out?
Well, here's the thing.
Right?
I have no further questions for Mr. Hester Committee. If I have any other questions or concerns, I will definitely come and subpoena the committee.
Okay.
Get some further details.
What I would suggest is taking what the North Pole offered, which is all Nate has to do is agree not to go back to the North Pole.
Hey, that's what they want all people to do, is take a plea. And I ain't taking no plea. Okay? Every time a man goes to court, they give me, hey, take this plea or you going to get the, I ain't taking no plea. I'll sit in front of 12 people first before anything's twisted out on this one.
All right. Well, listen. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure meeting all you guys. I'm sorry, I do have another meeting here.
Hey, listen, you know, we love you.
I've only been paid for 1 hour.
You sound just like your dad. So
I'm only getting paid. She called it right.
Just so you know, we appreciate you coming on. We've never met. We've heard a ton about you from Nate.
Clock in.
We've seen several
pictures. All good things.
We've seen several pictures of your legs. So
I told you that was coming.
Other than that.
Oh, she said, you ain't going to hang up on me. That's your wife calling.
No, it was not. We got to go because Branch's wife's calling for a second call.
He hung up on it. Hey, baby girl, I appreciate you. Okay?
Give her the sun, don't shine. Alrighty then. I'll talk to you later.
Sherelle, we'll see you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, sweetie. Peace.
That was good. So I still don't know where we stand with the whole... I mean, does the litigation continue on? Or
I think
what?
The litigation's going to continue on.
Continues on.
I think when we come back next
time... We're going to drag this out for the next...
We come back, it's going to be a settlement. It's going to be a countersuit, okay? And Santa Claus is gonna have to give me my privilege back to be allowed in the North Pole. We call it evil. Because they're gonna find out the allegations.
How about he just gives
you?
They're
gonna find out the allegations. I think his wife, she approved of all of it, and he has to stand corrected.
I think you're overcooking the grits. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. How about he disapproves you getting back on?
I like that.
How about he just approves you getting back on the nice list?
No, that's still a plea. No, I ain't doing. I got to be bound on the nice list, man.
All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break right here so somebody can make a phone call. And we will be right back with more of episode 14.
Yeah, I ain't going out.
And slow
man.
Jams with Hester.
All day he cried. Hello. Hey, what's up there, people?
I don't know if our thing had started, so I'll say it again. Welcome back.
Hey,
what's going on?
We are now, what are we going to do right now?
Hey, we're going to do an old school Friday thing. Throwback.
Old school Friday. Throwback to some of the earlier episodes.
That we did back in the day.
And what we're going to do is Max is just going to play a song.
Yes, he is.
You should know it because it's something that we've done in episodes past.
Right.
And then what I want to hear from you is artist, song title.
Yes.
And then you do your thing.
Artist song.
Because the show is called Slow Jams with Hester.
It is all day.
We start spinning?
Okay, here we go.
Go with it with the quickness.
With the first one.
Oh, here we go. Coming to you live one time again. Orange Juice Jones. And the name of the song is that I saw you walking in the rain. He cried.
All day.
Ain't that right, Branch? Big Branch over there?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me. I'm coming to you live. And who? Walking in the rain. And I'm standing out there. I didn't even have an umbrella, but I was watching both of them holding hands. And you holding hands, and I'm giving you lunch money every day, too? Hey, but I ain't going to be fooling with this all the time, but I'm going to tell you this. Listen. What? Another sleepless night had me tossing and turning because I saw you holding that man's hand. Yes. I went around the corner and seen you. I saw you. Yes, I seen you. Walking where?
Walking in the
gray.
Who exactly did you see, though? That's what I want
to know. My girl. What do you mean, who did I see?
Mrs. Claus.
Ah! Man, come on, man. So you think, she snuck the sled in the reindeer to fly her all the way to
just back? Check the plane, bro.
She came to see just me in Soldier Field.
It's starting to make sense now. You see
Mrs. Claus back in the day.
Nah.
Probably before she was Mrs. Claus. No, walking in the rain.
We didn't kick it that time. We didn't kick it that one time. But I'm going to tell you, this is what I was dealing with. Right, I'm going to tell you this.
What?
What you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you this now. Give my love another try. And I ain't talking about you and I individual. I'm talking about this song we're saying here. Because what now? I saw you and him holding hands, walking in the rain. I didn't have no umbrella. Everything was just all jacked up.
Wait.
Holding hands.
So you saw your girl walking with another dude in the rain?
Another dude with hands. Damn. That's right. Yep. Well, how long did you feel?
She was probably walking with Mr. Claus.
Yeah. Well, hey, what was you trying to prove? Well, I'm going to tell you this. I was so upset. Man, I was thinking about it. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? I can pack all her stuff if I want, right?
Right.
But I decide to do this. Hey, come on in here. Let me get that coat. Yeah. Have a seat right here.
Yeah, I miss you too.
You sound like a creep. I miss you so much, right?
That's right.
I saw you.
Close your mouth because you cold
busted.
Cold busted.
Yeah, you were. So upset with you. I don't know what to do.
I'm going to tell you.
My first impulse was to run up on you.
And whip out what?
Whip out what?
Man,
listen. That's why you get ready to be on a second.
What was you trying to prove? Huh? I'm telling you, listen to me.
Chill, that was the bank.
Took out every dime. Cut up all your credit cards.
All those credit cards.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah. That's right. Close your mouth. You drooling, man. All of it.
So that's a great one. So everybody knows, that was the very first song we ever played on Slow Jams with Hester.
Yeah, it was.
So earlier I said to Hester, we ought to play the very first song we ever played. And he goes, his answer to me was, what episode was that in?
Rachel right there. Oh, man. You got that man on the back.
That's all right. I told Max to slip in one of my favorite songs with Hester. Because he asked me to play this song a lot.
He did?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So go ahead and play that, Max. So, you going to know.
So, we're going to scratch. That's what we're going to I saw you with. I think I did my part.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are made for kids.
Yeah.
Cornflake without the milk. It's my world. You're just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
Everybody trying to get a nut.
Woo! Yeah, that's my throwback.
He playing that in. He said 4-5-4.
We were in conversation with this song.
Yes, indeed.
I said, Hester, what does this song mean?
We talking about the digits. You know, I told him, man. When you talking to that girl back in the
show 2 days,
man.
But it really has nothing to do with that,
does it? No, it doesn't. Right. He made it all up. I was so mad. I really believed you. I said, Hester, what's this song mean? He's like, oh, man, that's when you try to get the girl.
4-5-4.
Yeah.
Girl digits.
But you want to know something? All of us sitting at this table here, nobody can disagree with my taste of music that I come to the table with when we hook up, right?
Hands down. Rip King.
Maxi Max.
Nope.
Feeling that.
Nope.
We can't. Hey, listen. We can't dispute your choice of Instagram accounts that you follow.
I just set myself up a bear. Hey, sweetie, if you listen to this episode, don't believe nothing from tonight. Okay?
4-5-4.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's smooth. For all you people out there in Radio Land, if you don't understand the lyrics of these words that we're talking about here and the music, just look at your girl and say, what? The other day. And Moses said, what did Moses do? Moses Malone who he played for.
76ers.
All day he cried. They called him what? The mailman.
No, that's Karl Malone.
No, that's Karl Malone.
Yes!
Oh, Karl Malone, the kid comes with
it. I don't know about the man, I threw it on myself.
They call him the what?
The mailman.
And it was Karl Malone. Man, hey, work with me, man. You can't get him off.
Hey, hey, it's all right.
Full 5-5. You can't do it all right.
It's okay. It's, I love it.
Help him, Lord. Oh, help him.
No, it's good.
Somebody hold that man's hand. He cried, boy. That's woo. It. Yes, indeed.
Moses Malone.
Moses Malone.
Nickname was Chairman of the Boards.
Chairman of the Boards.
Oh,
okay.
Because he rebounded.
Yeah. Okay, well then, Dennis Rodman. Who was he? He had a nickname too.
He was the Worm.
The Worm.
Yeah.
Well, because of the hairstyle and the colors he was in. You know, he hooked up with Madonna for a minute too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So that's room.
Madonna hooked up with a lot of people.
Not me, though. I should have been there.
You saved yourself for Mrs. Claus.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something about something here. This is an old school right here. We having a party right now. And everybody's doing what?
Do your thing.
Dancing to the music. Played by who? Who's it played?
By the DJ.
Where's he at?
On the radio.
What's in the icebox, Frankie?
Pop.
He said soda cold. What's on the table, man?
Pop.
You love
it. On the table.
Me and who? Me and Claus.
My baby.
And where we at?
On the floor.
On the floor. So I'm going to tell you this one time.
Mr. DJ.
Keep what playing?
Keep those records playing. Cause I'm having such a good time. Dancing with my baby.
Everybody, what? Just listen to me now.
Everybody swinging.
Sally's doing what?
A twist. Now.
You should put your skirt down, Sally. Yeah.
Gotta feel for you.
Play that one called Who What?
Play that song called Soul Twist.
Play the one called I Know. Don't forget the mashed potatoes. Everybody should do what now?
I want to see you do. Can you do the mashed potatoes?
I can, but I ain't gonna do it.
You ain't gonna do it.
Keep what?
Keep those records playing.
Cause we have it. We always having a good time. Dancing with my baby.
As we continue on with Throwback Friday
all day.
What is this one?
This is the OJs coming to you one time, backstabbers. Everybody got somebody in their life or to deal with somebody in their life that wanted to put that thing in your backside.
Glad you said back, because I was getting ready to
work. Yeah,
you said put that thing in your, I was like, wow.
That knife in your back.
What do they do again?
They put that thing in your back. What they do.
Smile in your face.
Every time. Yeah. Hey, if you driving and they look over at you, the backstab. They envy you. Can't stand to see you getting ahead.
All the time, want to take your place, the backstabbers.
And I'm going to tell you this. All you fellas. You got someone, and you really what? Yeah, what they doing? What they doing to you? All about. You better beware.
Who they out to get?
They out to get you.
To get your lady.
Yeah, two of them. They look shady. Come knocking at the door like this.
I feel like this song relates to you a little bit. Because I feel like Santa Claus is listening to this every day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He can get over that. Sure can.
He's out to get your lady.
Better go talk Mrs. Claus.
Invite you to a slam.
And she showed all the groceries. She had all these beef, Kroger's, Mars.
Kroger's?
Boy, she had more groceries than a homie's lot. Oh, God. score. Oh, and she gonna take me to court.
Where you coming
from, man? And she made me.
What is she? Hold on, time out.
She cut me a check.
Wait, she had what?
She cut me a check.
No, no, no.
That's how I did that.
I need to see that line. What was that line you just said?
She cut me a check.
No, before that.
Which one?
She had some groceries. She had
more groceries than Marge, Coke.
No, it was after that. It was after that. You said it so smooth.
Yeah, she had more guts than a hog. He slapped.
Hey!
All day.
What they did? This man, I keep feeling what? All these visits from Mrs. Cross. Yeah. See, to my house, she keep coming knocking. Again and again and again, girl. I hit it and I hit it and I hit it. I don't even be home.
Okay, I'm glad all of your children are past the child support age.
Hey,
because like your attorney said in the last segment,
I'll be like, no,
you may be ended up in divorce court.
I ain't paying. I'm gonna tell you that right now. We're gonna make this all
you're
simple.
Gonna be a
your Honor,
man.
Don't send me to the house. Here we go, right there. Bam, coming to you.
Man.
Ain't no stopping me now,
neither. No, there's not.
Okay?
You're
you
got wrong.
Me start you start using no chapstick on me. Hey, I brought my chapstick with me, yeah. Hey, coming to you live again. You, like we said, this is that throwback ride. Okay?
I just want you to
there was a
like
comment it. Made that I wasn't for sure if I could remember what song had been played.
A shocker.
Or what episode. You got something to say? Say it loud. We on the move here. We on the move. Yes, indeed.
I just need you to spit this verse that's about to pop up. Can you handle that?
I'm gonna spit it out to you real good. One time. Here we go. There's what? There's been so many things that's held us down. Now I'm gonna talk to you, man. Things are finally coming around. How long you got to go? A long way to go. You got gas money, Max? I need to know. You don't ride with me, you ain't got no stats in your pocket. What now? But don't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put ourselves together. We're gonna polish up our act. Just like my shoes, I'll break it off and what? Before, no, you need to be held down anymore, yeah. Don't you what? Don't you let nothing
it has
stand in your way. listen to what I got to say to you. I'm gonna say this one time. Every word I say ain't no stopping.
I don't think we've ever played this song on Slow Jam.
We ain't never did what now?
I don't think we ever played this one on Slow Jam.
I think we have, man.
I don't remember.
I can look through my music.
Oh, you got this?
Hey, why you two clowns are with me on video and think I'm slow and they picking up on it? I'm recording everybody, too. So let's get that out there, okay? Y'all ain't by yourself.
I'm recording every episode.
They're recording. I got two guys recording to me. They ain't got a kitchen. They ain't got WF permission to be here with a kitchen pass. You believe that? Clock in. Watch this. They only push you aside, but they have nowhere. They didn't have nowhere to go today. Where you going, Max? Where you going, Branch? They don't know. Can't tell you. They can't tell you can't then. Hold us back.
Nope.
We're gonna put our sex together. We're gonna polish up our act, y'all. And if you've been before, you refuse to be. You gonna hold me down, Max?
Oh,
okay. Get in the boat with me, man.
He held you down at that. He held you down at that spa when you were getting that. When you were getting that Brazilian.
No, he was getting his feet worked on by a big guy.
Or vice versa.
Caitlyn Jenner. Dude, even foot massage.
Ooh, whoa.
Go back.
Shaq and Rag.
Oh man.
All right. That was a good throwback.
Laid that down.
We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
On Slow Jams with Hester. And we're going to come back with a very special segment because we have a special guest coming up.
We sure do.
who deserves everybody's respect.
All day he cried.
So,
one time.
We shall be back. Take us out, Esther, with the song.
Here we go. One time. All day he cried. Hello.
Welcome back.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
episode
indeed.
14 of Slow Jams with Hester. We are continuing on. It's really been quite a show. We've had your attorney called in.
Yes, indeed.
Woo!
Yes, indeed.
And now,
defended me.
Now we are.
We got a special guest for tonight.
We've got an extremely special guest.
Yes, indeed. Yours truly.
One of Indianapolis's finest.
All day.
Just happens to be related to you.
Yes, indeed.
I'll let you take it over and introduce our guest.
Hey, my guest for this evening's episode, Throwback Friday, will be my son, my heart, my love, Christopher. Thank you for joining us this evening, son. How you doing?
I appreciate the phone call. How's everybody doing?
We're good.
We're good.
I'm sitting around here at the table with a bunch of dinner thieves having a good time. You know, everybody got a comment, so you blend right in with us on this, okay? Yeah, don't hold anything back, you know? But you got to remember, if you let Jessica listen to this, you got to suffer the consequences like I do.
Jessica's here with us as well.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Well, your dad's been on here this whole episode talking about how all the... All the naughty things he did to Mrs. Claus. I don't understand.
Hey, I got these old chopped up charges they trying to get me with.
They don't sound chopped up so far.
Felonious
groping.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're not allowed at the North Pole anymore.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's all food. But see, everybody's missing the whole picture because, see, I was requested, okay? I was requested by Mrs. Claus to do these tremendous, amazing things to this woman.
What? He's really about? Into it. That's part of the problem.
So apparently, Mr. Claus got upset because she had requested him to perform what was done to her. He was unable to participate in those activities.
Listen to you.
So that's how that goes, man.
Your son's not your attorney.
Hey, I'm just explaining the foolishness that I'm dealing with right now. And this is why your sister's representing me in this case, which is going to be thrown out anyway. Because they're trying to get a brother to take a plea. I ain't doing that.
So, Chris, I got two questions for you. One, how is Sherelle going to do as his attorney? And two... what is Rebecca going to say about about all these admissions by Nate? Sherelle said she thinks they're going to be in divorce court here soon, so I don't know.
I don't know either, but it sounds like the North Pole needs to have prosecutor meters up there is what needs to happen.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, finish. I'm listening. Go ahead, finish, son. And what else?
I'm just going to leave it at that right there.
His plea was to, all he had to do was agree not to go back to the North Pole. That's the plea. And he will not accept the plea. I don't know. He has to want to go back to the North Pole for a reason.
See, I think they just need to put him on GPS monitor.
Oh, yes!
Hey, we opened the show. We opened the show with the intros like we always done, and I said, hey, you're here with Spangler, Branch, Max, and I said, and the future member of the North Pole Sex Offender Registry. Nate Hester.
Hey, see that? That's not happening. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not being put on no monitor. I'm not having no GPS installed. I'm not going to report to no Marion County Sheriff's Department every week because of these false allegations against me.
They're not false. You're admitting all of them. I admit it,
but she asked me to do it. Yeah. Hey, you got to remember, she asked me to do all this, man. So, hey, you know.
All right, so here's the real question, Chris. Who is the better fisherman?
Hang on one second. Okay. Say it again.
Who's the better fisherman? You or your dad?
who's the better fisherman?
Yeah.
It depends on what we're fishing for. If we're fishing for carp or something, I got to give it to Dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But bass, you take him.
Not even in the same league.
Dang, dude. Woo. Your dad's good at catching body parts.
Listen, I said, Dad, the next one you come across, just walk by it. Because if you call and say you caught another one, you're going to end up on a dry erase board.
Yeah. Okay, man. I got you.
His picture would be up there. He goes, so this is our target, Nate Hester.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got
you. And then they're going to march in a bunch of elves and talk about how traumatizing you can get.
You brought in the elves, huh? Whose kids are those? Huh? That's funny.
That is fun. That is funny.
Hey, so how you doing? You doing okay, though?
Yeah, we just we had to run to Walmart and spend, you know, make a mortgage payment, basically.
Oh, I understand.
They had some boosters on sale, though, so we got you a couple of them, Dad. You can have one. Oh!
Shot fired. Boo, boo, boo. Okay, man.
Whoa. Okay, hey, this has been our best special guest ever.
Well, you can say goodbye to that potato salad. Okay.
Hey, we all knew there was something wrong with your dad when he told us his childhood crush was B. Arthur.
Hey, you know who she is, right, son? You know the lady that played in Maud, the show?
I
know she is.
Yeah, the Golden Girls.
Yeah,
Maud.
Yeah.
Stallion.
That's all your dad would do. We'd be driving around downtown, and he'd see some 6'4" Amazon-looking chick. And he'd be like, man, look at that stallion right there.
That's a Clydesdale.
Like, look at the swing on that back porch.
Oh, I think I mentioned that one. That day, that was the wrong kind of person I was looking at that day.
Hard ankles.
He's got a thing for tall women. Mrs. Claus taller than you?
Yes, she was.
She was.
Yeah. Yes, she did. Yeah.
Your stereotype black-white relationship.
Yeah. All day.
Hey, so all day, here's buddy. Another question. We've done. I mean, I've known your dad for 20 years.
My head. Might as well say that. 20.
Probably
years.
20 years, that's, right?
Yes, indeed.
And
that's a lot.
He took
years.
A long time. Did you know? Has your dad ever told you the story about him swimming in the Special Olympics?
No, I've seen some pictures, though.
Oh, oh there is what? Pictures. Yeah. See, yeah. We've got to see these pictures, man.
See there?
Yeah, he's got some pictures of that. He also did a floor routine for the dance team.
Oh! Oh.
Hey, man, don't say everything, man. Hey, don't say everything, buddy.
Hey, we're going to have you on more often.
Spilling all the goodies.
Oh, boy.
We'll be talking about that in the next segment.
Yes, sir. Okay, I think we're going to get ready to go here, Chris.
Are you sure?
Huh?
Hey, listen.
Do you,
sure?
do you want to reveal anything else? I got to cut you off at the end, man.
What? You having phone problems? Give it,
huh? Yeah. Our battery's going dead.
Hey, you tell my lovely darlings I'll be looking forward to seeing them tomorrow. You too, Jessica. Why are you sitting there? You doing okay?
Doing good.
That's good. I'm glad. I hope you got a big smile on your face. I can tell.
Yep.
Oh, that'll work. Yep. How's the little darlings doing? Everybody doing okay?
Yeah, they're in the back seat. We told them to be quiet.
Oh. Say, hey, quiet. Grandpa said, hey, somebody say scream.
Hey, so, I mean, like I said, man, we've known your dad forever. So once we get through all this COVID stuff, like, we're all going to have to get together and, like go to Nikki Blaine's or something, hang out and tell stories.
Bring pictures.
That sounds good.
And
no, we're going to go carp fishing, man. We're going to get that, nip that on in the bud.
I need to tell y'all about a Florida trip we took one time. The time it took to get from Indianapolis to Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, man.
Ooh, okay.
We're all ears.
That'll take a whole segment for that.
Oh, man. That's okay. A whole segment.
Well, we're gonna have to bring you back on another episode then. So, hey, listen, we appreciate what you do, and who you do it for. So, be safe. And thanks for coming on the show. We love your dad. We give him a hard time. And keep feeding me those texts with suggestions.
yeah, I will.
Because that one episode, he couldn't figure out who dad was. And, I was like,
man.
A guy who calls you dad. He was like, who's dad? Yeah. I'm like,
so, did he ever reveal who Bingo was, the dog or the farmer?
No, hey man, I almost lost on that.
He still doesn't know.
Special needs, son. Special needs.
Yeah. So listen, we appreciate you being on, and we'll definitely have you on again, and then we'll all hook up at Nikki Blaine's when this COVID-19 shit's gone. And
hey, listen, congratulations on North Flex too, man. Northwest Flex.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yes. Okay. Very, very, congratulations. Very good. Yeah. Very good. So
we'll see you out there shortly. Hey,
I appreciate you guys giving me a call.
Hey, you're more than welcome, man. Be safe and I'll talk to you, okay?
Yeah. All right. Love you. Bye.
See you later, bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Peace out, man.
Later.
There we go right there. Bam, he cried. Hello.
Smiling faces. Smiling faces sometimes.
Girl showed up.
Hey. Hey, what's going on, ladies? Happy late Easter. Yeah.
So we will be right back,
man,
with another exciting triple threat challenge.
Yours truly.
On episode 14.
Absolutely. Take my advice.
I'm slow jams with Hester.
He cried.
All day.
Hello. Smiling faces.
Here we go. Welcome back.
Welcome back
to another titillating segment.
I'm running in the streets of Philadelphia. Segment. Whoa, got the music going, running up the stairs and everything. I'm feeling what now? Feeling what? Go ahead, man.
You haven't won yet.
I don't know. So,
it's all right, man.
I'm a little under the weather. I just got my second dose.
Whoa.
My second shot of the COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm not mad at you.
I got yesterday, so feeling a little rough today. But this is, once again, our triple threat challenge.
Triple T show.
Where we take three individuals, characters, thing, whatever the case may be, and we put them all in a steel cage. They got to battle it out. And we got to pick who's going to win. So,
right.
And like you said on the last episode, it is very hard.
Yes.
To come up with three people because there are so many different categories, people. I mean, it's,
you try to pick the same people in the same category.
Right. So that's kind of what I did. So I kind of went with the music industry.
Okay. Country, jazz, rock.
Well, you'll see.
Okay.
Primarily female.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Catfight.
So here we go. One of them, and it's actually going to be my pick to be the winner.
Okay.
But one of them I do not believe would be Catfight. I think she'd be throwing the knuckles.
Oh.
But so triple threat challenge.
All right.
Steel cage. They all go in. One comes out. Who wins? All
right. Three men into one man lead.
Here we go.
Well, this one.
One man.
These are women.
Okay, I said three men. Man.
Oh, this is
okay. Here we go. One man lead.
I got it. Three man into one man lead.
Here we go. First participant.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Taylor.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
All right. Good song.
Second participant. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, big nose.
Big nose. Yeah, out of all the things that are big in Kelly Clarkson, you choose the nose.
Yeah, man. She's got a sister nose when you have to get through with it. Okay.
Why'd you write KW?
Huh?
Why'd you write KW? You wrote the cock. You wrote TS Kelly. For Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's Kelly Clarkson. You wrote KW. It
should have been a KC.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just making sure. And the third and final contestant, Pink.
Pink?
Pink. Pink.
Whoa.
Woo. So.
On the inside.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Holy shit. I don't know where that came from. That just came out.
Yeah, right? Just something on your mind has to get out.
I should have held the prosecutors not listening to this.
You got Mrs. Claus on the brain.
Pink. Oh, oh, inside.
Cried.
Mercy.
Okay.
So,
slip that in there.
What say you, Nate Hester?
I'm going to have to go with Pink, man.
Why?
Because she's short, stubby to the point, got that attitude. You just like, hey, is it my way? And she can fly real good. She did one of the concerts you went to, and she came across the over her audience like, hey, this is me.
I did go.
Okay.
One of the
now
best
it's time to get your behind whooped.
She may be the best concert I've ever been.
Yes.
And that's really close to Garth. She's awesome. So Nate Hester says Pink.
I'm going with Pink.
Max,
yes, indeed.
I'm going to go with Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He thinks about her feet.
Serious?
He thinks about her feet. That's all her feet.
What is her feet? What is her feet?
He thinks about her feet. Oh, is she tiny?
Yeah. Taylor Swift is not tiny.
Taylor Swift
is like 5'10".
She's skinny. She's got skinny. Small feet.
She stood toe-to-toe with Kanye West and took his tongue lashing.
So okay. She took his verbal abuse. But she still walked off the stage
with her. And she's a much bigger star than he is.
One for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I'm going with Pink. I seen remember the behind the music stuff?
Yeah.
They did one on Pink. She hood.
She's
secretly hood.
Too, man. Yeah.
She is strapped.
Yeah.
She's sure is. Local bread, Wonder Bread.
She's, like you said, I think she's throwing knuckles.
She is strapped up.
Yeah.
And she's
I'm going Pink.
She got cobbler booty. You know, cobbler.
What is that?
Cobbler booty.
Cobbler booty.
Cobbler. Cobbler booty. You know, peach cobbler. Cobbler booty.
Cobbler.
Yeah, boy.
Boot. Okay. Booty. No, it's cool. I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, and I am definitely going with Pink.
Yeah, Pink.
On this
Pink.
One.
Right. Looks like Pink's win.
Yes, indeed.
Because she just looks like she'll flat out kick
she
your ass.
She looks all that acrobatic through with
yes.
Hanging down from the ceiling.
Oh, she is. But yeah, take all that away. She just looks like she kicked her ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I say close second be Kelly. Not Taylor, but Kelly.
Kelly would be a close second.
Yeah,
but she married to Carrie Hart, right? Put across.
Pink is. Yeah.
Yeah, Carrie Hart.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's getting that ass.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to tell mommy.
I mean, the best she can hope for is to take them long legs and put somebody in the figure four leg lock or something.
Scissors.
You all right, man? Time out. You're all one of
them.
Hey, I don't know where it came from,
listen,
man.
If it came out like
Taylor
Swift.
Whoa!
If Taylor Swift starts scissoring Kelly Clarkson, we've got to put this shit on paper.
Man, you know, no scissors. No.
I feel like you got Kelly mixed up with somebody. She ain't got no big nose.
Yes, she does. You take a good look at her.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, indeed.
Right,
she's Kelly a good singer Clarkson. And all because she started off from what? American Idol?
American
Idol. That's where she got started.
She was the very first American Idol winner.
She was the very first one. She went up against that curly-haired mixed dude. I forget what his name is.
Side note, he does the Dr. Pepper commercials. Didn't know if he knew
that. The sweet one.
Oh. Let's look at career.
On,
let's look at career. Career arcs.
Career arcs.
Kelly Clarkson.
Way up here.
One of the highest selling artists, probably of all time. And The dude that looks like Prince on a Dr. Pepper commercial. That's the difference between first and second on American Idol. That's crazy shit right there.
My wife told me that. I was like, get out of here.
No. So, hey, so that's another successful. The next episode.
Okay.
I think Nate Hester is going to come up with the
triple threat. With the triple threat. I can't definitely do that.
You can
do
that.
Are you looking at Kelly right now? You see the
nose?
No,
that was Justin. Oh, okay.
Well, second place. Pull Kelly up now. Kelly. You know she got her own TV show. Put on show now, right?
I said,
you see her nose. Yeah. I mean, I'm not demanding. You see her nose. She walk in any room, she smelling everybody's ass.
God damn.
Man, you are already getting sued by the North Pole. All
right, hey, you know what the North Pole can do? It's melting anyway. in the Arctic, I seen something on the news the other day.
You know, I go back from time to time. I just, you know, you can turn this down a little bit. I go back from time to time
and listen
to all the old episodes, right? Because we went from...
She's fine, but she got a nose on.
Some big ass earrings, but
she don't need that on there. I'm telling.
See, when we all worked together, we did this every other week.
Yeah, we did.
Now that I don't work there, I retired.
Right, we get around here.
Then we do it once a month.
Right,
which sucks.
That allow our schedules.
It's the way it is. I have no idea where I was going with this.
This is a shot.
It's a brain fall shot. Brain fall.
This is a shot. This is a COVID-19.
Get a sip, man. Get a sip.
It's okay.
It's all right.
I'm completely,
it'll be all right, man.
Completely gone.
You feel like I do all
the time. I haven't told
you
to turn the volume down.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. You did.
It's
really important.
I have no idea.
I'm going to share this. Now I feel I'm not alone. It's been said, it has been written, I am no longer alone.
Maybe it'll come.
So he is taking advantage of your sickness today.
Man, maybe it'll,
I got to do it, man.
Maybe it'll
one
come
time he cried.
And that was, I said, work all day, and then I got out of work late, and then I've been aching.
Get to the boys.
We got here
aching
before
all
you
day.
Did.
You did, man.
They didn't have nothing to eat when they got here. Oh, man.
I mean, you know.
But the next time the meal's on there, man.
My bank account suffers.
Some chicken.
Whenever we record slow jams.
It's time for some candy here.
I have Popeyes every day for lunch.
Did you? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
So I've never had those chicken sandwiches.
No?
You know, I ain't one either.
You had one?
Have you had one?
I thought we had one together.
With the pickle on?
Yeah.
We never got one.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you ain't got one with Hostler, man.
Richardson.
You and Richardson got one. Well, Hostler was with us, wasn't it? I didn't get one.
I ordered one, and so just like when I go to Chick-fil-A, I'll order the meal.
Right.
And then I'll order an extra sandwich.
Okay.
So I get two sandwiches. You know, so I did the same thing at Popeye's. Those things are huge.
Yes,
man.
It is like...
I mean, those things are ginormous. Yes.
That's a big breast.
And I was
like taking a breast from your kitchen refrigerator.
Yeah.
Which is like that. And deep frying that shit.
It was pretty good, man.
Yes, it
was pretty good. All right, we're not
spicy one or the regular?
Spicy. Yeah, spicy all day.
Was it juicy like they said it's supposed to be?
Oh, it is.
Though?
Hester, you still haven't done it yet?
No, I have. Me and Rebecca were supposed to do that together a long time ago. We ain't done it yet.
So do you go out to eat with Rebecca?
No, I don't.
You don't?
She can tell you that. No, I don't.
Yeah.
And she respects that, and I'm glad she does.
When was the last time you ate out with Rebecca?
Last time her and I went to dinner,
like 1977.
No, we rode to Chicago to eat a hot dog. I did.
I remember those pictures. Yeah,
we went to Chicago for our anniversary.
Chicago dog, huh?
Yeah, for our anniversary, we went there to have a hot dog.
So now we're going to roll, not to cut you off, but we're going to roll right into
Stump the Hester.
Stump the Hester, which is...
It's going to lead into our second part of the game.
Right.
Right?
So
this is something that we've kind of let the boys...
Okay.
Max and Branch just kind of take
it was
it
like,
way.
Was up. Last time we aired, we did the songs, the number one songs we were born to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, we're doing the number one songs we were all conceived to.
Oh, y'all was conceived to?
You too.
You were conceived to. I don't know what was playing when I was conceived. We took the number one song.
Well, you're probably your Brownie birthday, and then we're going 9-10 months back. See what's left.
I said, because it's really like 10 months.
Right. 10 months, 10, 11
like
months.
40, park, it's like 40 park. Weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think my dad's probably listening to Tap That Ass.
Tap That Ass.
But they are kind of fitting, though. I mean, they are. Okay. They follow right along. And we're going to go first with...
Just play it. And Hester will have to guess.
The artist.
Of course.
And,
yeah,
and the song. Okay.
All right. And if you're lucky, you're the
let's see what I can do here.
All right.
Okay, radio fans, hang in there with me.
So is this Hester's?
This is Hester's.
Tumbling down.
Down.
I like the song. I've never heard it a lot.
That's not a
Fat Domino.
Fat Domino.
No.
Okay. Here it comes.
I was gonna say Fat Domino.
Got a little Richie, isn't it?
Now,
woo! Little Richie's a good guess.
Here we go. His name is song.
Saggy Toe Billy. Saggy Toe Billy. I ain't getting that one, man.
Probably not, because you weren't conceived yet.
Quick thrust right
here.
Right
out of the set.
Pumping real fast, huh?
Looking at the door, making somebody coming in.
This is my Mr. Lloyd Price.
Lloyd Price.
See,
I'm going to tell you.
What's
the name of the song?
Stagger Lee.
Mm-hmm. Went to the barber.
That's what it's called.
I've said this on other episodes.
What year was that then?
1959.
What year were you born?
Year before mine.
Why is the...
Well, it was 1960.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Early 1960.
Okay, all right. He said 59.
I'm in 60. All right.
When's your birthday? September?
November.
November what?
November 18,
1960.
There you go.
Yeah. So this is like February.
February. Right. Look at my job in February.
So you gotta look at
no, this is one of the reasons why I like slow jams because you learn songs that you normally don't know.
Yeah. I had no idea this song existed until
and then
I was
like, damn, I really like that song.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
Okay, that was next. One.
All right. Is this mine?
Yeah. What's next?
Well, I'm going to assume we're going by age.
Okay.
No, this one.
No.
This one?
Yep.
Okay.
So this is going to have to be sometime in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
So sometime like maybe.
You're talking about 20-something years different almost.
That's the right one?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, here we go.
No, which is 48.
10 years different. How old are you?
60.
Okay, I'll be 50.
Oh, I know this right here.
So that's not 20-some-odd
well,
years.
You were alive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Okay, look. 1960.
Yeah.
1970.
You gotta guess this.
That's not 20-some-odd years.
No, it's not.
Just for the record.
Okay. Yeah, my math is off. Everybody know that. But I count some dead presidents. Karen Carpenter. The Carpenters. Why do birds
it's not your game.
Captain and Tennille. The cat, or is the car? So, is he right?
He's
Carpenters.
Right with the band.
He's like, with the
he's on point.
The Carpenters.
What's close to you.
Is that it?
Well, yeah, the Carpenters. Close to you. Yeah, close to you. The Carpenters.
Is that it?
Yep,
that's it. Good job.
That's why we didn't slow down to that.
Rock and roll.
This is Spanky song, 1970.
Oh, okay. Then.
Branches shits could be like some Britney Spears.
I'm not that young. Are you telling me about that?
This is gonna be New Kids on the Block.
The next one's probably gonna be easy. That's easy.
This is mine, huh?
What?
Yep, that's yours.
Oh wow. Okay, I lucked out. Shit.
You did.
Go mom, go dad.
Here we go. Moving on to Max.
Hester, you should know this one, bro. I think we played this one before.
That's Old Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Have we played
this one? I don't think we played. But we probably should have.
Oh, that's by the Shine Lights.
Old
Girl. Yeah, it's 1972
or 70. Damn, he's good. 72?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you ought to be on WTF. I'm telling you. Yeah, there's got to be a radio station out there. There's got to be a radio station out there that'll let you DJ and let us come in like once a week and record Slow Jams with Hester live on air.
It just ruined all of his ratings.
Man.
Sponsors are leaving left and right.
So I got 2 out of 3.
Yeah,
you got 2 out of 3.
Okay, so who's this? The Shy Lights?
The Shy Lights.
Now, you probably won't get it too. Now, this is a funny story. I was kind of like torn between the song that I was listening to.
Mad.
Old girl. Yeah.
So I called my mom. I said, Mom, what song was playing? What was the number one hit when I was born or when I was conceived?
That's kind of.
But see, he doesn't want to play the one that I chose.
That's kind of personal.
What's personal?
For you to ask your mom.
Oh, we have a good relationship.
We went straight to the source.
I didn't know.
That was cool then. She told me.
But she told me. She told me. Because she said, that was
in the rain,
coming out of your Christmas era, but it wasn't. I'm glad it wasn't.
Okay.
But this is my song.
Let me see if I can get it. Right,
here we go.
Okay, then we got to hear Spangler, your pick.
I think Spangler might get it. I even know this.
Somebody's toe tapping. What's that? Somebody's. That's supposed to be a song.
Oh, this is Paul Abdul.
Yep.
I knew he was gonna get
straight up.
Oh, good deal then. That was the song that was playing when your mom brought you into the world?
Yeah. Man. No. Yeah, something like that.
Straight up now, tell me.
She's straight up then, huh? I mean, I'm talking.
She wasn't straight up. She was straight horizontal.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Right. What song did you pick for him?
Well, this was the one that was he was kind of torn between.
Yeah.
Because the dates
were
like
the dates were kind of close.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really fit the. Well, you'll
who was torn between you or he was? You
I
was.
Didn't want to play.
He didn't want to play.
You didn't like the song.
I didn't think this was the song.
Did it have lyrics or was it instrumental?
You about to play?
Oh man, I was like, yeah. I know Spangler's gonna dig it. So
he's gonna guess it.
I was like, I do not think I was conceived to this song right here.
It's classic. Hang on, let the intro come on.
We got too much silence going on here.
We don't have silence. We can't hear because you're talking.
Storm in the back.
I'm surprised you remembered that.
How can I not? This is my era.
Is this Thriller?
No.
Not Thriller.
I would love Thriller. Thriller's my shit.
Oh, yeah.
right out the gate.
The four non-blondes. This is not four non-blondes.
No. It's all the way up, dude.
Is it Kid Rock? It's Poison.
Yep.
This is the song.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the song your parents got to hit it
this
to,
This is the
man.
Song I'm making love
That's
to.
That's what I was like. I don't think my parents
making love. It even says
love.
That in the song.
Yeah.
To this song.
So.
Did my words not come out right?
Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've heard this song.
I have.
Now. You know
I thought you would get that off the top.
Every rose has its thorn.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I've heard that before. I have.
So, did you
rock this?
No. But in his defense, he did call his mom, and his mom was like, hell no. No, it was not.
It was not
poison.
Okay, so,
it was
okay.
Not poison.
All
right, it was not poison.
In his defense.
But
and I'm not saying nothing about nothing.
What's the committee say?
But I can't imagine Branch's parents listening to Poison.
That's what I was like.
That's why I was torn. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Right.
Yeah. No way. No
I
way.
I can't imagine them listening to Poison.
Oh, no.
That's some funny stuff. That's some funny stuff.
So look, we got two.
Dude, did you say Hester got this song? I wouldn't get it too.
No, Hester didn't get this.
No, he was way out.
So he was two way for four. Out. He was two for four.
50%.
I got you.
50%.
2-4. 2 out of 4.
Yep.
Close.
That ain't bad.
It's not bad.
Not what at percentage all. Is that?
What?
2 out of 4.
2 out of 4. It ain't half and half, is it?
Half and half.
Well, half and half.
So
2 and 2 is what?
2 and 2 is what?
Yeah.
2.
And what else?
2.
Plus 2 more is what? 4?
8.
2 and 2 plus 2.
2 and 2 plus 2 is 4.
2 and 2 plus 2 plus 2.
10.
2 and 2 would be 4.
2 and 2 would be 4.
Plus
yeah.
2 more.
Well, remember we saw my wing count dead presidents.
Ah,
yeah, man.
Put those presidents out.
Ain't no Lincolns. Ain't no Jacksons. I can put $100 on the table. You gonna help me count it? Yeah. Keep a pocket full of
he
money.
He could probably be the bond man counting them coins too.
What you need, man? Here, go right here.
So I'm just curious. Is it in singles?
What's that?
What you got to tell us today, man? You've been like on something today.
I've been on a natural high. My partner ain't feeling good. He just said he had that shot, so I've been trying to take it a little bit easy. Okay.
Oh, you ain't been taking it easy.
No, I have been clowning today.
Oh yeah.
You know, I had to, man.
We are
because this is our 14th episode. I mean, come on, we didn't came a long
the next
way.
The next one's a milestone.
Hopefully,
15,
the
right?
Next one is a milestone. Yeah. Hopefully, we have some different hellos.
Just think when we're sitting here talking about episode 100.
Oh Lord, if I'm still here, I have my teeth on the table. You're gonna sit beside me.
Let's wheel
him
in.
Yeah, I'll be sitting there. Pull him up.
Hey, Hester, what's the song? You're like, huh?
We'll have to drool rag out here.
So we're dealing with COVID-23.
Sitting there just doo-doo on myself.
Having said all that, we'll be right back.
Go, man.
With the final segment of episode 14.
He cried.
All day.
Hello.
It's a sad song.
Yeah, find something else.
Yeah.
Every rose has its thorn.
Every rose has a thorn.
A thorn. Yeah, they do. Get stuck by one.
Here we go. Yes. Wrapping up.
Hey.
Another successful episode.
Man, he cried. Gots to be more careful.
No slow jams with Hester. Episode 14.
14. He said 14. That's a 1 and a 4, I believe.
True fashion.
I believe
I can fly.
Right. You'll be friends with him here shortly, too.
So, right. We are once again at that part of the show.
Cellmates.
Where the budget committee has...
See, budget. I always sound like Section 8.
Decided.
Man, that's the whole thing.
Decided where they're sending you on the next trip.
That'll be nice, man. Okay. I want to go somewhere nice.
You know what I think about the budget committee.
I want to go somewhere nice.
So, it's funny that you mentioned that you thought that you were, like, flying... back next to the
coach.
Toilet.
Always coach, man. I ain't never had a first class flight since I've been since the budget.
Well, that's gonna change tonight.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Did they get a grant or something?
Because they must have. I think we got some your sponsorship from the Roll Gold pretzels and the and your Pepto-Bismol.
Oh no.
Those checks are rolling in. So, the budget committee, in their infamous wisdom, has decided.
Okay, here we go.
To send us all to Las Vegas.
Oh man. Right? Okay.
And we have all been tasked out with different things that we have to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright.
They were so impressed. The last time we sent you to Las Vegas.
What was I was being Elvis?
No. Remember, we sent you out on a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
And you you were part of a strip show.
Yeah.
And you had to earn your money back.
Who went with me?
Nobody.
You were by yourself one time.
So,
we were still small potatoes.
So for this trip, once again.
Black Thunder down under.
Now, we are flying out tonight, first class.
Oh,
damn.
Okay.
I mean, I get TV dinner then.
First class, and they're putting us up in a suite at the Bellagio.
Woo! Bellagio. Didn't you stay there?
I have not stayed at the Bellagio. I stayed at the Paris and Caesar's Palace. But you, Nate Hester.
Is that the name they're giving us? The Bellagio?
That's the name of the hotel.
That ain't the eight ball, is
it? It's the Bellagio.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You, Nate Hester, are once again being tasked out to the Thunder from Down Under midget strip show.
What's up, man? Thunder from Down Under.
We got bills to pay.
Midget strip show. They were so impressed with your work the last time that you've been invited back for another stay. So
I'm still trying to remember. I think they let me in last time.
They let you in. When you get home tonight, pack your thongs.
Oh,
okay.
Your collection of them.
The same stuff you wore for Mrs. Claus, put that in your suitcase.
I got you.
It'd be a very small suitcase.
So each of us got individual tasks.
Yeah. Okay, what's your... So you're the Thunder from Down Under.
Let's go around the table.
Yeah, okay. I'll make sure I hang it by myself.
So here. So remember, we're worldwide people.
Worldwide
audience.
We are.
Countrywide audience.
That's right.
So the one thing that you'll learn when you go to Las Vegas is... marijuana is legal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can walk up and down the strip just smoking a blunt.
Dang. Serious?
Seriously. And that's all you smell. Walking up and down the strip.
I'm getting excited just listening to it.
Okay.
For real? It's like a night off.
So.
It's like a night off. It's like a night off on Denny.
So,
whoa.
Which house is it?
We've got some fans in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
One of them listen to the show in which we went to Vietnam.
Oh, man.
Okay.
And we were naked and afraid.
Oh,
so they listened. They listened to Max tell his story about his mushrooms or whatever the hell he ate.
Oh, man.
Okay. So Max is being sponsored by and is going to be making special appearances for a dispensary in Las Vegas.
Okay.
A marijuana dispensary in Las Vegas.
Right.
And that will occupy your time.
Sweet.
That and several trips to In-N-Out Burger.
Backpack full of ho-hos.
Branch.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Okay.
They've heard Branch do... what's our segment we do with Branch?
Breakfast.
No, it's Biscuits with Branch.
Biscuits with Branch.
Biscuits with Branch.
Right.
Right.
Biscuits
with
Branch. Biscuits.
One of our fans, and you're not going to believe this.
Oh, shit.
One of our fans is Gordon Ramsay.
Whoa. That's a tall order to fill.
Gordon Ramsay. So he has personally invited Branch out to spend a week in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Oh, wait, man. To cook?
As a sous chef.
Oh, damn.
Sous chef.
And you got one of them hats.
One of the perks is everything you can eat is free.
Okay.
Man. So Branch gets to spend a week at Hell's Kitchen.
Hey, man.
You may see Max there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm back again.
Big
I'm assuming.
I got the cotton.
I don't know if they could figure out anything to do with me, so they just entered me into a poker tournament.
At
the Bellagio.
How much money they give?
Bellagio.
Yeah.
It's like a $10,000 buy-in.
What?
Yeah.
The committee.
To the committee.
Listen,
roll gold pretzels.
Big time.
Gave them money.
Billions. Big time. Though.
Billions. They make billions.
Cool. All right.
So,
of all bags and tastes,
to recap our trip.
Okay.
Strip show for Nate.
I get to go. I get the BS. So.
Thunder from down
I gotta
under.
Go show my PP, and everybody else gets to. He gets to cook. He gets
now.
To sit around smoking.
Hang on now.
You get $10,000. Don't break all the way. I gotta run around naked like a little man.
We never said naked. You You're
that's not, your choice.
He said thunder.
You're not showing any pee-pee. Oh, boy. You got a thong on.
I got to be with the little people.
Listen.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, besides God. Maybe the chicks hanging out at the dispensary, you're going to have all of the chicks hanging out at the strip show. Because
you know, I was gonna be like, I'm your at the
name,
state fair.
Your name's going up on the marquee.
Right. Oh man, big time.
That's big time, right there.
Yeah, former Special Olympics swimmer,
floor routine,
Mrs. Claus,
floor routine.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, Nate Hester. So that's our trip.
He's picturing it now.
So we'll be heading out to Vegas here.
First class.
Ooh,
really nice. Impressed on that. Round trip first class.
Well,
no, I'm gonna take those. Tell me, I gotta kiss. Yeah, sort of catch. Gotta kiss Greyhound back. I bet you we gotta kiss the bus back though.
No, that's a long bus drive back.
That's 3 days. I've been on one.
I would tell you this. Little public service announcement.
Public service announcement.
PSA.
Never.
Ever. Fly Spirit Airlines anywhere.
Awesome. I think I've heard that three times today.
Never fly. They are like the Sanford and Son.
Oh, are you serious?
They are the Sanford and Son airline of the airline industry.
Oh, my goodness. Bro.
Okay.
Jump.
Yeah. You know, his red truck he pulls up.
Yeah.
That is, I don't know why their planes are yellow. Their planes should be red because. They are.
Hey, you want to know who did that song? That's done by Quincy Jones, too.
Quincy Jones, yeah.
QJ?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. What, he did that, man.
What else did Quincy Jones produce?
Let me think here. Come on. We Are the World.
Highest grossing album ever.
He
produced it.
We Are the World.
Thriller?
Album.
Okay.
Is it Thriller?
Thriller.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Michael Jackson Thriller.
Man.
Yep.
I didn't know that one.
Yep.
Learn something new every day, huh?
Always.
When you're a little person.
You need to hit the gym tonight so you get all swolled up for your shows.
I'm going to just take a shot, man. I
got to stop someplace and buy some Visine.
Max is going to gain about 40 pounds.
Man.
And Branch is going to come back.
Taking your own papers, man.
You know. The chef connoisseur.
Branch is going to come back on Master Chef or Hell's Kitchen.
I don't know, man. Gordon Ramsay's an ass sometimes.
He is an ass sometimes.
I like him, but he's nuts.
If you do what you're supposed to do,
make your number one meal fried chicken.
That's not my number one meal.
Well, just for me. You know, like, hey.
I'm making that meatloaf.
The number one.
Oh.
I like Branch's
meatloaf. Oh. That's like my meatloaf.
His meatloaf was better than your potato salad.
Oh, no. I don't even want
to. My potato salad.
You don't even
want to
go
down,
there.
It watered down.
Potato, cold potato soup.
Yep. Ooh,
that was mayonnaise flavor. It would have been good.
That, man.
Beef Wellington is what Branch is going to have to learn how to fix.
Man, Beef Wellington.
That's what Gordon Ramsay is known for.
That's Beef Wellington.
That's the number one dish on his menu.
That's going to make a burger or something. Yeah. Something simple.
No, you ain't getting away with it.
You got to cook hard in, man.
So, Max is going to be blazed up the whole time.
Man. Isn't that something?
There's a lot of places to eat out there. There's a 24-hour White Castle, Max.
Oh, really?
That serves beer.
Get out of here.
Are you serious?
In Las Vegas. Yeah.
White Castle.
I heard all the White Castles.
How do White Castles get
beer
on the West Coast, man? That's the East Coast burger joint. You know
there's
that?
A White Castle in
I
Vegas.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
because I think.
Because, you know, they don't have no franchise.
It's all lit up. It's all lit up.
Is it?
Oh,
Crystals out there?
Yeah, there's the Crystals.
Crystals was down south.
Oh, that's down south?
Yeah, they're trying to imitate White Castles.
Right. So, but recapping the show.
Damn, we did, didn't we?
Recapping the show, we got, we want to thank a couple people, our special guests.
Yes, we do.
Really, it's your family that
my
came
family
on.
My family. I have my representation, big law firm. I want to thank my baby girl, Sherelle. Thank my son.
Thank you, Sherelle.
Christopher.
Thank you, Chris.
Law enforcement all day. Be safe.
Thank you
for your services.
Thank you for your services. Yes, thank indeed. You for coming on the show.
Baby girl, scratch those legs that was mentioned earlier. Yeah, he cried.
And we're going to end the show.
Okay.
With, when we did the last show, we did episode 13.
Yes.
Now, we've always said from the beginning that we never really talked about our jobs and what we did, unless you knew us and then you knew what we did. But the four of us have spent a lot of time in prison.
Yes, we have.
And not on the wrong side, but on the correct side. We've all four been to Michigan City.
Yes, we have.
2 days after we dropped episode 13, there was a tragic event that happened with the Indiana Department of Correction up at Michigan City, where Lieutenant Eugene Lasko was killed in the line of duty. Mm-hmm. And so the four of us would like to take this opportunity to send our condolences and our prayers to his friends and family, and our extended family at Michigan City,
yep.
ISP, whatever you want to call it. Very sad, very sad time.
Yes, yes, indeed.
You guys knew LT.
I knew LT fairly well.
He was coming to the aid of another staff member.
Yes, sir.
That was being attacked.
Yes, indeed.
And,
I
don't know.
It's a set up on itself.
So, and in the midst of that, things happened and he lost his life. So, on behalf of the four of us and Slow Jams with Hester, that's kind of how we want to end this episode, with saying rest in peace.
Yes.
And,
most definitely.
Our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family.
Yes, indeed.
And everybody involved.
Much love.